friends. Chris Sauter, lead pastor at Neighborhood Church. We work hard at creating content every week that is life-giving and inspiring for people to live a full life. So we're inviting people who find this stream to be life-giving and encouraging to consider becoming a sustaining member at Neighborhood Church. That could be a one-time gift or to subscribe monthly. And you can do that at neighborhoodchurchmn.org. Thank you, friends, and enjoy the message. So we are, oh my gosh, you guys are in such a treat. The Lusk family just got all the Christmas pajamas on. It's going to be so good. So here's what we're doing. I got to turn this around. This is what we got going on today. I wanted to talk on thankfulness, gratefulness, Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. My wife told me that I say that every holiday, but literally Thanksgiving, New Year's Eve, and Fourth of July, oddly, right? Like, it's one of my favorite holidays. And the thing I like about Thanksgiving, what I really used to like about Thanksgiving, is we'd go down to my sister's house, and there'd be like 40, maybe 45 people all in one house. And it was so loud, and you couldn't sit down. There was no place to sit until there was dinner. So you just walked around and caught up with people and tell the same stories, laugh at the same jokes. Eat amazing food, drink some really, really good wine. I bet Steve knows this trick, right? You bring like a good enough bottle of wine, but you never drink your own bottle of wine, you drink everyone else's. Yeah, that's my family through and through. So I loved it, but this year it's gonna be a little different, right? Like, your uncle's racist comments on Zoom are still racist, right? But it's just like over the interwebs. You would get to watch your dad eat. Like, close up of your dad eating, right? And it bothered you before, it's gonna bother you again. And you're gonna pretend to laugh at all the jokes, and you're gonna pretend that you're watching other people, but really just looking at yourself. Isn't that what we all do on Zoom calls? We just look at ourselves over and over and over again. It's complicated and it's messy. But when if it's on Zoom or in person, we show up to holidays, even if it's a COVID holiday, and we play to this role, we play to this idea of what we're supposed to be, right? And you think of Thanksgiving and being grateful, and you're like, oh, to be grateful means I have to squint my eyes and get really like whispery voices, because that's what you do when you're grateful, right? And we think, oh, to be grateful means I'm happy and I'm full of joy of the Lord is my strength, all that stuff, because we think that who we really are is not that good. Right? We think there's a better version of ourselves out there. There's this better way of being. For example, how many times have either you apologized or you had a friend apologize saying, hey, I'm so sorry that I have to talk to you because I'm really sad right now. I'm so sorry that I'm depressed. I'm so sorry that I have a need. We apologize for being something that we deem less than, something that we think, oh, this isn't really that. Like, you need me to be better because when I'm better, the world's better. And what do we deem better, right? Where do we get this? Why do we live in this world that we think we have to be happy? Here's one reason why. Something that spirituality, when we take it out of context, where we twist it, right? We hear Paul's words. Paul says this in 1 Thessalonians, right? This is how at least I used to hear it. Rejoice always, pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus our Lord. I hear that, I'm like, rejoice always? Thanks, Paul. It's snowing on the middle of a pandemic and I miss my family, right? When we isolate scripture or isolate verses, we can look at them saying, I have to rejoice always. I have to like be pumped up. I have to be jacked up. I have to be happy all the time, where maybe we're not. So what is gratitude? What is thankfulness? To me, thankfulness is being able just to see things for what they really are. It's to take inventory. So often what we notice is what we lack. That is our culture. We live in a culture of lack. And we're focusing on well, the money we don't have, the friends that we don't have, the influence that we don't have, the pounds that we do have, right? we live in that world of we need to grasp and clasp more. Instead of thankfulness is being able to see what I really have in this moment, in this breath, of the money or the privilege or the relationships or my physical health that I do have. And when you can pause and you can do that, you can be maybe happy, but you can also be full of anxiety. You can also be scared of what's going to come. You can be frustrated at schools are closed. You can be concerned about your job. Like we can hold, we talk about this often because I think it's something we have to remind ourselves over and over again. We can hold multiple truths all at once. In even in practicing gratefulness, you can. For example, my dad, Denny Sutter, tested positive for COVID this past week. And if you know me, I'm a high feeler through and through. And I like to think that I'm rational in my feelings. And if you would have asked me an hour before I found out about my dad, I would have been like, you know what? We're going to get through this and we're going to have a plan and it's going to be okay. And we're going to get meals to him. And like, but as soon as I got the text from, because that's what how we communicate devastating news now is text messages. And I got it and I instantly had two feelings. First one was fear, right? Like there's just, even when my dad was diagnosed with cancer many years ago, it's like, no, other people's dads get cancer, not my dad, right? No, those things happen to other people. So for it to happen, I'm like, oh, almost said a naughty word on camera. I felt instant fear, a lot of fear. And I was a wreck all day. I was just a wreck thinking two things of what I love about my dad. I instantly, like Richard Rohr says that we find transformation through great love or great pain. And I experienced both of those because the idea of my dad being sick, the idea of what could happen, brought me into this place of everything I love about my dad, things I'm so thankful my dad taught me. Thought about holding his hand last year when we prayed around the table, right? Like all these beautiful things that he's passed on to me and I want to embody and I want to value, and I do. But then I also had this great fear of all the things I didn't say, all the things I didn't answer his phone call, the things I've heard from my friends who lost their parents. Like I can be thankful and out of my mind scared all at the same time. And to have a real feeling, to be yourself, does not mean you're not thankful. If you are feeling the feels during COVID, if you are feeling a lack of something, you can still practice gratefulness. You can still practice thankfulness. So this is why I invited my friends. And now all the people are getting nervous because I'm going to ask them to speak here a little bit. This is why I asked my friends to share what they're thankful for. Because I could get up and talk more and tell you stories from junior high that you will laugh at. But I want you to hear from my friends. And the reason I ask the people on here is that I have the privilege of knowing their stories. And their stories are hilarious and they're beautiful, but they're also with deep pain. From, I didn't do this on purpose, but several of them lost family members recently. You're going to see a cute, incredibly cute baby, I hope, when it gets there, right? You're going to see some young kids. You're going to see no kids. You're going to see people who are older, people who are younger, and all of it is beautiful. And they're going to say probably some similar things of what they're thankful for, but they're going to share why they're thankful for that. And that's going to sound different, as it should, because in all of us, when we encounter the kingdom of God, we encounter this good and beautiful God, the way it sounds, the way it impacts us is going to look different from person to person. That's why I love. So we're going to hear from Brandy and Heidi first. They get to go. Yeah, they're like, me? I get to go first?
Hi. Good morning.
Can you hear us?
Hopefully.
I think so.
Yes? Okay.
Perfect.
I'm Heidi.
Brandy. And this is Makai. And right off the bat this morning, we're thankful that he is cooperating right now because it is nap time. So, I think for many of us, 2020 has been a very trying year with a lot of unexpected things that have come up. And as Chris explained, it's easy sometimes to get caught up in those difficult moments. But it's when we are able to sit and really when we're able to really sit and think about what we're thankful for that makes it getting through those moments much easier. So actually this morning when I was thinking about being thankful, I was having a little bit of difficulty, and God sent this young little girl, I'd say maybe eight, sent her this morning in this beautiful snowfall.
It was pretty. I am thankful for the snow. Yes. Some people don't like it, but it was pretty.
It was very, very beautiful. And this, we look outside and this young girl who's, I'd say, tops eight, is shoveling our sidewalk. How amazing to, you know, to have neighbors and young people come together during this time when we're all stuck indoors to show love for another neighbor. So that was pretty awesome this morning to see the beautiful snowfall and receive love from a neighbor in that way.
So I would say one thing that we're extremely thankful for is our son, Makai, who's being an absolute goofball right now. Hopefully you can still hear us talking over him. But the reason obviously we're thankful for him is he really does bring us a lot of joy. He can be a natural, yeah, but I mean, he just fills our cups again and again and again. So I'm so thankful for him. And Brandy was saying, you know, 2020's been rough. 2019 was rough on us too. So having him around to fill our cups was very, very great. Like, he's helped me a ton. So
yeah, as Chris mentioned, there are families who have lost loved ones. We are one of those families. At the end of 2019, we lost Heidi's mom. And that was a huge, huge, huge hit on our joy in our family. And having Makai has been so wonderful helping us get through all of that.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. Makai, and you know, with that, it's bittersweet, right? My family, we're growing closer. I'm grateful for that. I talk to my brother and sister like multiple times a week. And yeah, grateful for friends in trying times. Like even Friday, we had a rough day. And Saturday, we had some really good friends show up with a bottle of wine and a gift box. You know, so that was really nice. Yeah, Makai is hitting the window with a wrench.
Pliers. having really great friends during this time is so wonderful. And while we can't always meet face to face, it's really nice to have those moments to be there for each other, whether it's, you know, dropping stuff off at people's houses or getting to video chat with each other. That's been really, really great during this time. Also, part of our story is our church journey. And so we are super, super thankful that we found, that we found Chris and Nikki and Neighborhood Church. It has been absolutely wonderful to find a church where, I mean, like Chris says all the time, not only feel welcomed, but a place where we belong. And Chris and Nikki are just so wonderful, as well as the rest of the church community in helping us truly feel like we have a place to belong and a community to be a part of.
That's enough thankfulness for us.
Well, we have lots to be thankful for.
No, I know. I'm just saying there's more people.
There is more people, yes. I'm thankful for our pajamas
with dinosaurs on them.
But last year we waited too long and we weren't able to find any. So it's really great that this year we were able to find matching pajamas and add some joy to our lives right now. So
that's awesome, ladies. Thank you. So incredibly loved, and we're glad you're part of this community as well. And that baby hitting a glass with Wrench is still, he can do no wrong. All right, now we have the Winter family. Give it up to the Winters. Woo!
Hey, we're the Winter family. This is Kaya and Adia and Min. I'm Sarah and this is Dietrich. And Kaya, can you go first? Can you tell us what you're thankful for?
I'm thankful for the vaccine, and I'm thankful for it because once everyone has had it, we'll be able to see friends again.
Adia?
At first, I was going to say I'm thankful for Rambos, and I still am, but I'm also thankful for, but then I decided not to because it's snowing, and so like there's not that many rainbows currently. But I'm very thankful for stories that let us know that we're not alone, because it can feel like you're very much alone when we have to quarantine or when we just aren't seeing people. And I'm so like lucky to have so many people in my family. And I'm thankful for stories that I've read 10 times over. I'm thankful for new stories that I just got the privilege of picking up from the library without seeing anybody. And so, yeah. Good job.
I am thankful for music because it is a good distraction. So it's like distracts you from other things. And it also has connected me with a lot of my peers and friends. So that's good.
And I would say that I'm thankful for the times that we can laugh together, because there are a lot of tears and a lot of places to worry and things to worry about. But I'm so thankful for the times when something small and silly makes us all just laugh until there are tears in our eyes. And I'm so thankful that that is one of the things that remains.
Yeah, I'm thankful for a lot of things. A lot of it is all about family, those who are here and those who aren't. For wonderful kids, you love coding and harp and horses and stuffed animals. but I'm especially thankful for stories of bedtime and card games and board games with kids. Because those are the things that also remind me of my family, my parents growing up, and sharing those memories again with the new generation, and projects with my brothers and getting to spend time with them. And it's all about, we're lucky to have a great family to be with during this time.
All right, thank you, Winter family. I also do love rainbows. Just Aiden, just so you know that we can both love rainbows. We hold multiple truths at once. All right, thanks, Winter family. Round of applause for you. Woo! All right, next is one of my favorites from Carleton, Vernita Jane, class of 91.
Yeah. Well, I've got lots of things to be thankful for. My year kind of started off pretty hard and pretty tough. I began 2020 in a separation, and then it moved into a divorce. That also included relationships within my family that became strained and or cut off. So trying to trust God and his timing in regards to all of that was extremely difficult. And then of course we ran into COVID, and everybody has obviously been affected by that pretty, and some people pretty hard. So in my gratitude, I am realizing that as I was navigating and walking this story, that God continued to bring people into my life and into the spaces that I looking back, I can now see it was a huge blessing. Being in a relationship with somebody who his family just totally embraced me and basically have loved up on me the way that I needed to be loved, to continuing to do my faith walking and coaching and realizing that there are moments and times that I need to learn to be still and I need to look at my spiritual practices and reassess them, to now just in a season of it's winter and I'm now back in my home and God is a God of hope because I'm in this place of reconciliation with family. And so it's very, very beautiful. And I am so excited for what it is that he's gonna have in store for me. I'm dreaming again. I am planning and have visions again of what it is that I wanna do with my life. And it's just so much hope and so much joy. And I'm just so, so grateful.
Nita, we absolutely love you. And your story is strong. And I love that you continually, every time I talk to you, you're like, but I still have hope. Where a lot of people bail on hope, you cling to that. That is a beautiful thing about you. Thank you for sharing. A round of applause. Woo! Thankfulness! Mike Valdez is not clapping, Nita. I just want to let you know that. All right, Mike, you are next, friend, if you want to unmute yourself.
Nita was clapping in my heart, so I've given you enough love and attention. I don't need to clap for you off camera. Doesn't do it for me. I'll give you a hug the next time I see you. Am I good to go? Okay. So I got to start a timer here because I have terrible time management. So I don't go for an hour here. As everybody else was sharing, you know, I'm thinking about just all the privilege that I have and the things within that privilege that I'm thankful for. I just remember when we were, I guess when my family was getting together for Thanksgiving, we'd always go around and much like everybody's family, oh, I'm thankful for, you know, my health and I'm thankful for my family. And those are all good things, very good things. So I just want to lump all those together and everything that I do have, I am very thankful for. But I wanted to move into some other things is that, that I'm really thankful for this community, for a couple different reasons. I think it's just as the Lux were talking about, just a place that you can feel included and accepted. I've been in church my whole life and there's been a lot of pain through church and I've kind of stuck with it for the most part. I haven't really walked away. But there's just a lot of never really feeling fully accepted or fully understood or fully, I'm a weird quirky dude. If for those of you that know me, I got some weird quirks. I've got some out there thinking, I've got some terrible jokes that just make no sense. But just all of that it can wear on you because people will out you or, and now is just, I've been doing a lot of reflecting over the last year about what it means to be a person of color. There's just been a lot of outing because of that in my life. So just thankful for a community that can just with open arms and full love, just accept people and not just myself, but many people, marginalized people, non-marginalized people, everybody. So which kind of leads me into two things that kind of go hand in hand that I'm thankful for. And it's gonna sound weird, but I'm thankful for grief and I'm thankful for 2020. I think we've been forced during this year, at least I know for me, but I've seen a lot of other people, we've been kind of forced into a situation where we have to address issues. We have to have hard conversations. We have to address things that have been unspoken for a long time. And for a lot of people, they're calling 2020 a terrible year, that we have to go through that. But honestly, I'm seeing people come together more and more. And again, being a person of color, I've had more support from white folks more than I ever have in my life. People that, I mean, as we're in a pandemic and we have the murder of George Floyd and then just all the others that came after that. And as people's emotions and tensions are running high, it's just kind of, people are kind of picking one side or another. And I just love that, where that can be really difficult. And I've experienced a lot of hurt within the colored community. I've also experienced more joy than I've ever had with that. And people that have been there to support me and care about me, and just people that are supporting each other. But then I move into grief. And with that, I guess it's kind of one and the same, but with grief, I'm also thankful for that. I lost my mother to cancer 5 years ago. This year, my brother had a stillborn baby. We lost my grandmother this week to COVID. Actually, we were really close with her. Through all of those situations, though, I've learned how to grieve well. And not that grief is ever a good thing. In on the surface, it can really hurt. But what I'm getting at is, I've been learning how to not internalize that, how to not pass that on, but how to sit with those that are hurting side by side, how to cry, how to share stories, how to love that, and to move on through that, and to see what can grief teach me, what can grief cause me to grow. That's kind of what I'm getting at is, that grief can really cause us to do some amazing things and really cause us to grow. So again, with 2020, I know that we've all faced a lot of grief, but I would just encourage everybody and even myself to continue to look for where can that grief really bring some blessings in disguise? Like, where are we as a people, as a community, and as a nation really gonna change after this? Once we're out of the pandemic, it's in hindsight, I think there's just a lot of things that have changed for the better and for reflection. So that's what I'm thankful for. And I'm also thankful for a leader that we have at Cloquet Church in Chris Sauter, because I have a specimen that I can follow and that I can look up to try to be as good looking and all the good things. But actually, no, I am thankful for Chris, so I shouldn't make a joke about that.
Thank you, Mike. I love the way that you have been leading our community as a person of color, but also just as a guy, a healthy guy who, grief is real. We under-treat grief so often. Mike, if you don't know, Mike leads one of our tables all on grief. So if you're looking for a great resource and a great human, Mike is that. Thanks, Mike. Round of applause for Mike. Steve's not clapping for you, Mike. I don't think Nita is either. So, all right, now we're going to go to the Krause House. You want to unmute yourself, Krauses? We'd love to have you. You're good to go.
All right. Hi, my name is Gavin Russell Krause, and I'm thankful for, I have a family and in the world, and also I'm happy and I'm thankful that I have a dog and a cat, and also I have a family. Yes, I'm thankful I'm alive.
Can you hear him okay? Okay.
Go ahead.
Yay!
My name is Kellen. My name is Krause. And I'm thankful for my dog. And the reason I'm thankful for him is because he's a great dog.
That's weird.
Peace.
Yo.
Okay, quiet. My name is Becca, and I have a few things to be thankful for. Well, I mean, a lot, but a few things in general. I am thankful for this year. It's been a hard year, but we've done a lot of growth as our own little family. We've talked about a lot of hard things that need to be talked about. We've done some fun things. We spent our summer weekends at a campground. And we did a lot of fishing and swimming, and just being together was really, really special. I am personally thankful that I went on a trip by myself in February before the shutdown happened. So I was like mentally and emotionally prepared to be with my family 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for weeks on end. And that served me well to know what I need to do to keep my mental health a little bit more stable. I do have one of my favorite memories growing up, happened at Thanksgiving that I wanted to share. We would travel to Michigan for either Thanksgiving or Christmas, usually every year. So I have a lot of holiday memories around family. And my grandma Myers made this fantastic dressing for Thanksgiving. And it was one of the best things that she ever made. And one year when I was old enough to help, my cousin and I got to help her make it. And that was really special because she always encouraged like us to participate and to learn things. And she was really happy to pass down recipes and memories and stuff like that. She was a great grandma. And my cousin and I are about the same age. So we were kind of at the same skill level, and it came time to put the dressing together. And her and I, we were probably like 10 or 12. I'm not really sure. But she gave us the best ingredient to her in the dressing, and it ended up being lamb kidney. So Danielle, my cousin and I were tasked with chopping up the lamb kidney. It was previously cooked. So chopping up the lamb kidney to put in the stuffing. And I don't know if how many people have ever looked at a kidney that's been cut up, but there's a lot of unpleasant things that are made up of a kidney, like veins and gross stuff. And Danielle and I looked at each other and we were so devastated because we knew that we would never eat the stuffing ever again. So that is one of my most favorite stories, because it just explains like family kind of to a T, because you think everything's great and it's the best, and then something happens and it kind of light bulbs and you're like, well, how do I deal with this? But anyway, that's one of my most favorite memories. So that's one of the things that I enjoy thinking about this time of year.
My name is Peter. I second a lot of what she said, except for the kidney stuff. I'm sure I would enjoy that very much, actually. So just thinking now, one thing I thought of is, as many of you know, we had a thankful thing or something that I recognized this year a lot more was we had COVID go through our household in September, October, but we had 30 days basically of that affecting us or whatever. And just, you know, you have friends and you know you have love, people that love you. And then when stuff happens, it's I'm thankful for the help you don't know you really need, but it just comes. And so that's what I've thought of just sitting here thinking about it today. So so I'm thankful for that and obviously all the other things. So
all right, thank you, Krauses. I've never heard that story and I had no idea where you're going with it, and you delivered great, Becca. That is a wonderful, wonderful story. And I also like Peter trying to like slowly move closer to you, like maybe no one can see me. All right, thank you, friends. Let me get back over here. So thank you. All right, where I'd like to end is Jordan Sundberg, who is a wonderful, wonderful person. She put together a guided meditation an exercise that we can do. And we're gonna be putting it on our social media and on our website as well. So if you wanna go back and do this again, if you wanna do it as a family right before Thanksgiving, you can. But we're gonna end with Jordan walking us through it. So thank you again for being a part of this community. I love hearing all those stories. And if you'd like to share more of what you're thankful for, I would love to hear those as well. So I'm going to put the video on because I'm technically challenged when it comes to this. I do this.
There we go.
Is it working? think. I don't think it's working. Right. Hey, friends, it looks like I have no idea what I'm doing. So we are going to, you know how to get back here. Here we go. There we go. We can still hear your voice. People are all texting me. I know. So here's what we're going to do. It's so good. We're going to post it. We're going to post it online where you can get all that content with Jordan. It is outstanding. So thank you to everyone who is watching. Thank you to the Krauses and everyone else who shared. We love you guys. Have a great Thanksgiving.